What's up, plant fam? How's everybody doing? Oh, it's nice to make sure that I'm like staying up to date, if you will, on keeping up with the show. I promised bi-weekly. I felt really bad when I couldn't do it. But here I am doing a second one in the last week. So hopefully I can keep this trend going and I can at least maintain the bi-weekly schedule. Especially with now how things have sort of settled down, my research is pretty regular. I usually just do that on Tuesdays and Fridays. And if any of my lab mates need help, they'll usually let me know when, and I'll go and help them out if I need to. But it's things are starting to sort of mellow out schedule wise, and I think that's because it's the summer. I don't have to take classes or teach or anything like that. In terms of like work, I actually did start picking up more shifts. But not in the area that I was working at previously, but in the greenhouse section. I'm so excited. I just started training there. Luckily, since I already worked at the company, I know where everything is that isn't related to the greenhouse, so we didn't have to spend much time on that. But in terms of like going through and learning how we process things, how we make these dish gardens that we do, I got to learn all that. Recently, and I am so super excited. I get to do more of that kind of stuff, work with houseplants more, which I'm so super excited about. Not to say that I don't like working with other plants, but like I do love houseplants, So it's great that I get to play with them a little more, help people pick out better plants, help people pick out good plants for their environments, stuff like that. So I am so super excited to be working some hours in the greenhouse. I will still be working in our processing department where we basically take in the product that we purchased. We open them up, cut them, and distribute them to the stores and help the designers with whatever they need. So I still am doing that and I still plan on doing that because I really do love my team personally. So I do want to keep kind of doing both. The plan will be to work the processing days when we have a lot of product and then fill in the gaps with the greenhouse. At least hopefully that's the eventual plan. Well, we'll get to that point at some point, at least for now until while I'm still in school. So eventually, my time will come, but for now, this is where I'm at and I'm really, really excited. And I've met some great friends in the greenhouse working there. So I am so super excited that I get to work with them now too. So that will be a lot of fun. I can't wait. All right, let's dive into this week's topic where we're going to be talking about horticulture. Specifically, what exactly horticulture is, and then talking about sort of the different branches of the field of horticulture. So horticulture, at its best definition, is basically the science of cultivation, specifically cultivating plants. It is a research-based discipline, so we do scientific research with plants. Generally speaking, the plants that we research about are things of value, so food crops, veg crops, fruits, stuff like that. The ornamental industry, that is huge in terms of value, as well as medicinal fields as well. And this is on a more smaller scale. One, if you get too big, then at that point, is it horticulture or agriculture, right? Agriculture is farming, and usually, and that's specifically usually for the food industry. Not necessarily ornamentals or medicinals. Granted, you can have flower farms, but usually at the scale in which an agricultural farm kind of works at, it's usually very, very large. And typically, the flower farms and such don't get that massive comparative to, say, food crop agriculture. I mean, horticulture is mostly concerned with just all plants, both edible and non-edible plants, right? Whereas agriculture is only concerned with edible plants, but also they incorporate animals usually in agriculture. So that's usually where the main difference lies between horticulture and agriculture. So just so we know, not to get those confused. So with horticulture, there are several types of, I guess, branches, right? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I personally have 8 on my list. This is sort of what I understand the branches of horticulture to be after attending classes and doing research in horticulture. So the first one I kind of want to talk about is olericulture. That's sort of where, I guess, where I'd be sort of based out of right now. So olericulture is the science of vegetables, specifically non-woody plants for food. So we're figuring out different ways of growing these vegetable crops, where we could be hybridizing, we could be trying to figure out more robust plants, stuff like that. Me particularly, I'm at a huge intersection of multiple different disciplines because I have, so if I didn't tell you already, my research is on rooftop agrivoltaics. So it's growing food crops on a rooftop under solar panels. So it's multiple disciplinary practices, essentially. But right now, my research is focusing on 5 different leafy vegetables, and we are just trying to figure out how well they're going to grow in this sort of space underneath different types of solar panels. So typically, for olericulture, you'll find like potherbs and greens, salad crops, coal crops, usually like cabbage and cauliflower, root crops, bulbs, legumes, solanaceous crops like tomatoes, peppers, melon, squash, cucumber, those types of vegetables. So olericulture specifically is for vegetables. Now we've got pomology. If you didn't know, the first part of that, pom or pomum, comes from the Latin pomum, which means fruit. Also, it's also been called fruticulture, but it's usually well known as pomology. And pomology is essentially the study of fruit, specifically just fruit and its cultivation. So think like apples, pears, cherries, you know, all those various types of fruits. And the goal of usually pomologists is improve fruit quality, improve the trees, enhance the fruit itself, regulation of production periods, reduction of cost, stuff like that. So, I mean, if you think about the amount of fruit that our country, or at least the world, eats, you know, we're trying to find ways to make that more accessible, more cost-effective, more tolerant of different environments, stuff like that. So that particularly is pomology. And then you get viticulture, which is another subsection of horticulture, which a lot of people are pretty familiar with. It is growing grapes, specifically for winemaking. Of course, for viticulture, you can grow grapes for eating. That's fine too, but it's largely intended for winemaking. So trying to come up with the best tasting grape varieties in order to make good wine, trying to find more hardy grapes to withstand different types of diseases or different climates, stuff like that. Viticulture is intense. There's a lot that goes into it because not only do you typically learn how to grow the grapes, but you also learn the best practices to make the good wine. So there's a whole lot of things going on in viticulture. Floriculture. Now, this is the one that most of us are going to be a little bit more excited about, if you will. So floriculture is the cultivation of flowering plants and ornamental plants for gardens and for floristry, which compromises the floral industry. So typically, this is more for decorations, decorative plants you put into your home, into your landscape, but as well as houseplants. The main focus for floriculture is breeding. It's typically plant breeding, coming up with new varieties of flowers and houseplants, trying to make them strong and withstand different types of environments, stuff like that. And then obviously, flower industry, the florists, those are huge for floriculture. You know, nowadays, I feel like the purchasing of flowers on a normal day, I should say, probably has gone down over the last decade or so. However, it's still a huge industry when it comes to holidays and gift giving. So floriculture is a huge industry. Actually, floriculture was the industry that I was initially intending to get into when I decided on getting my horticulture master's. But this research that I'm doing just sort of far outweighed my interests. So I really wanted to do what I'm doing now, so I'm really happy. But floriculture, obviously, as a houseplant enthusiast, that's initially where I saw myself going at first. I actually was talking to Matthew and Steven about this from Plant Daddy Podcast, and I was like, oh, one of my goals should be to try and breed an actually pure blue flower, because those are usually hard to come by in nature. There are some now as we start developing them, but I wanted like a true blue flower, because usually they become a little purpley, you know? So, but unfortunately, now that's not where I would be stationed in terms of horticulture. So unfortunately, that dream, or at least that desire, has sort of petered out, I guess. Next, turf management. So this is a bit of a controversial topic for me personally, because I don't believe turf is good anymore. It's essentially the maintenance of turf grass for sports, leisure, and amenity use. So think golf courses or large landscapes, or think like big manor houses with very like with the sprawling lawns. That is turf management. So that is a subsection of horticulture. Usually you have specific majors for that if you're going into horticulture, if you're going for at least for school. So take with that what you will. I personally don't like turf science only because I don't believe that we should be using turf anymore. Just thinking about maintenance and like the water use, all that fun stuff, just to have a flat piece of grassland, you know, that isn't like natural grass that's supposed to be there. So that's my take on turf management, but to each their own. Next one, arboriculture. So the cultivation and care of trees, shrubs, vines, and perennial woody plants. So typically this is going to be for landscape use or amenity purposes. So the practice of arboriculture will include techniques of like selection for specific environments, physically planting the trees, training the trees depending on where you are planting them, fertilization, pest and pathogen control, pruning, shaping, removal, stuff like that. Some people will call them tree surgeons, if you will, because an arborist is going to know exactly what's going on with a tree, why it's doing what it's doing, how to best take care of a tree, and eventually tear it down if it needs to come down. So it's basically just taking care of trees. Trees are very different, or at least woody perennials are very different than the ornamental landscaping plants that we are known, that we are familiar with, I should say, or with houseplants. Very different specific subsets there. Then landscape horticulture, that's sort of tying in with landscape architecture. That's the selection, production, and care for plants used in landscaping. So that's sort of a little bit of a gray area, because as a landscape architecture, you need to understand horticulture in order to select the appropriate plants you're going to use for your landscape design. So there, if that's sort of a, how would I say, a midway point between the two. As a person, as a scientist working in green roofs, I deal with landscape architectures a lot, as well as civil engineers, mechanical engineers, and a whole bunch of different other fields. My advisor likes to joke that she typically works more with those types of fields rather than horticulturalists, which I find very, very funny. So it's nice when we get to work with an actual horticulturalist. And then the last one that I'm aware of, obviously subsets of horticulture are going to expand, especially as we get more specialized and such, but post-harvest physiology. So understanding how plants work after they are harvested, slowing down spoilage while stored or transported. That's a huge industry. One of the things that, especially as the population grows and population density in cities grows and more people are moving into more urban areas, post-harvest physiology is going to be incredibly important. Understanding how one, food spoils, two, how fast they spoil, and three, how we can slow that down. So it's really important for us to understand those different things in order to feed the population. So in this stage of crop production, the post-harvest, it immediately follows harvest, includes cooling, cleaning, sorting, and packing, and then eventually shipping. So it is an incredibly important one that I think now is starting to gain more traction as we start moving into these urban areas. So that would be probably a really good field for people, especially if you like plants, to understand, because like I said, we're going to be using a lot less land for people because we're going to be shoving them into cities. And so we're going to need to be able to ship all of these vegetables and fruits in a way that keeps them still edible, I guess is the word. So horticulture, definitely like a tree full of different branches, right? There's so many things to do in horticulture. You could be as general with horticulture as you want, or you could be incredibly specific. Like you can be a veg crop scientist. Great. I do veg crops and how they function, how they work. Or you could be incredibly specific, like I only work on peach trees. So it's pretty vast field to get into if you're interested in plant production. Don't forget the differences between agriculture and horticulture. They are not the same. Ultimately, at the end, horticulture is just plant specific and all parts of the plant, edible and non-edible plants. Whereas agriculture is plants only for use of food and can also include animals. But also part of it is scale. Horticulture tends to be a lot smaller in scale than ag science completely. So understanding those differences might help you figure out your interests in the broadness that is horticulture. So thank you so much for listening this week. I hope you had a good time. I always enjoy doing these, so I'm really glad that I'm starting to pick it up again a little bit more regularly. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast, or send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. Don't forget the merch shop as well. So that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.